Chapter 21 A Fool for God. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. 1 Corinthians 1:27. On the first day of spring, 1999, the Lord told me many things during worship, and I almost made a fool of myself. Usually, during worship times, my hands will move in every direction as I participate in the heavenly dancing and singing. But on this Sunday morning, I couldn't even lift my hands during the entire worship service, but my body was powerfully anointed throughout the time. I was confused by this turn of events. In fact, the whole experience made me feel miserable. It was about the fourth time I had felt very unhappy since the Lord had started showing me the heavenly visions. I still had peace, but my mind was somewhat disturbed even after the service when I was in the presence of the Lord. After church, I complained to the Lord, and I did so again before dinner time, but the Lord remained silent. I felt increasingly miserable. Suddenly, the thought came to me that it was Satan who was doing this to me. So I cast out the devil in Jesus' name, and joy came back to me instantaneously. I rejoiced with great smiles and happiness. Then I asked the Lord for forgiveness. He responded,
My daughter, you do not know how to protect yourself. Many Christians do not know how to cast out the enemy as you just did. And you must include this experience in your book. It is very important for every Christian to know how to cast the enemy out. When you are sick or you have other problems in your life, first you cast out the devil, and then you pray to the Father in my name.
What an important teaching that was for me. It soon was followed by the Lord teaching me about judging others. I used to wonder why some spirit-filled believers have so many problems with earthly things. I didn't really think badly toward them, but I must admit that I did find myself wondering about it. I would think that perhaps these Christians were living against God's will, and for this reason bad things would happen to their loved ones. Then God used my own daughter to teach me something about this attitude. My daughter and I had a very close relationship, and we were best friends until suddenly our relationship stopped about 3 years ago. She is a spirit-filled Christian, and we thought she had a good marriage, but suddenly she and her husband were having problems. Eventually, my daughter divorced her husband. They had 2 children. It had seemed as if they had everything they needed and wanted, more than most people, but they lost everything as a result of their marital problems and subsequent divorce. Though my daughter was successful in her job, she was surrounded by unbelievers and lived a completely ungodly life. As a result, she had all kinds of problems. Before their marriage problems began, I had noticed how my daughter was moving far from the Lord. Each time I mentioned the Lord to her, she didn't want to hear about Him or talk about Him. She went to church once a week with her children and read the Bible and prayed. But otherwise, she lived a worldly life. Before her problems began, she had taken my advice, but suddenly she quit wanting to hear anything I had to say. She was a completely changed person. Roger and I felt that we never really knew her. We felt that she had lost all of her principles. It gave me a measure of comfort to know the Lord was watching her behavior, but I knew He would not do anything for her until she repented and gave herself totally to Him. God will never force any of us to do anything that we don't want to do. The Lord taught us many things through our daughter. Since becoming a Christian, I have not believed in divorce or in doing ungodly things knowingly. Therefore, I was very ashamed about my daughter's divorce and her ungodly life. It broke my heart so much that she was hurting our Lord Jesus. This was the hardest thing that had happened to us since we were saved, but we never blamed the Lord once. We humbled ourselves because we knew He would take care of everything in His way perfectly. I believe the Lord didn't like my shameful thoughts about this matter, and He gave me no choice but to include my daughter's story in this book. I had already promised Him that no matter what the situation, I would obey Him all the days of my life. Therefore, I never questioned Him about why I had to do this. I only said, "If this is what You want, Lord, I will do it." Now her life is settled and our relationship is like it used to be, but her life is so busy that she doesn't have time for herself or others. I am most concerned that she doesn't have time for the Lord. After the revelation of heaven I had received and experienced, the Lord mentioned to me several times that there will be many divorces, many broken families, and many people dying. Among them, He explained, will be many Christians. I learned the things that happen to our children may have nothing at all to do with a parent's life with God. The Lord explained it this way.
Even many faithful Christians and their loved ones have bad things happen sometimes. Judging others is one of the worst sins. No one has the right to judge others, no matter what the situation is. And until you learn through your own experience, this is a hard truth to understand.
From that moment on, no matter what ungodly things may happen in people's lives, I choose never to think anything evil toward them. Rather, I choose to have compassion on them, as Paul commanded, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians 6:1-2.